Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Spring break turns deadly in Jacksonville, Florida, where gunfire has left one person dead and two people in stable condition. It happened in a crowded outdoor area. Multiple suspects. Christine Hoffman's the mayor.
This is Players Weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's spring break. We have a lot going on out here. So the fact that we had a couple of bad actors out here that really made a dangerous situation for everyone is extremely tragic.
As new peace talks are set to resume today, Israel launching an overnight raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF claims it was being used by Hamas to stage new attacks on Israel. The U.S. government airlifting 30 Americans out of Haiti. They fled after weeks of gang-related violence. ABC News has confirmed on March 9th, a man with alleged ties to the Middle East terrorist organization Hezbollah was taken into custody in Texas after trying to cross the border from Mexico, claiming he was headed to New York to, quote, make a bomb. This is ABC News. Sequels again, ruling the box office.
Panda is the new Black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a whole lot of people in upstate New York rallying around a man and his alligator.
I'm Albert's dad. That's all there is to it. He's like family to everybody.
Albert is the gator, and Tony Cavallaro is trying to get him back after New York state officials seized him last week. It was taken away after reports that people visiting were being allowed to pet him without the gator being restrained. Calavero's owned him since 1990. 100,000 people have now signed a petition to help him. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 15 new laws cover a lot of ground, but many of them call for smaller technical adjustments that affect the Department of Natural Resources. You can buy year-long parking passes at state parks and trails, and fishers can take home fish fillets if they can prove the fish they caught meet Wisconsin's requirements for length. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists complain the current system leaves EV owners with very few options.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go.
Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin. Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build a network of fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
Yeah, I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Ferdell. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can just erase all those numbers.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be chilly. Our high 32 this afternoon, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, we'll drop to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Wednesday, sunny, windy with a high of only 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Q Country.
Firewood crackle in the fall air, red dirt playing on the radio, Big Dipper hanging high up there, breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been to church going tight, can't quote much past 3:16, even though it's a Friday night, church found me sitting here.
Smiling like
creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Oh, 93.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
farmhouse, Polaroid kiss with a red sold sign. Sitting on boxes in the living room, laughing and crying, just staring at them two pink lines.
Country hits of today and the classics of yesterday, and a Monday and a little winter for us. Man, I don't know about you or
really wimped out from the warm winter that we've had, and yesterday felt it felt cold. Felt really cold yesterday. It feels really cold this morning. A few snow flurries are in the mix here again this morning. We saw a little bit of that yesterday up to our north. I saw Iron County had some kind of a weather advisory going on yesterday. And they got a little more of the snow activity than we did. But nothing accumulation-wise for the next few days. They're talking about maybe this weekend that we could actually see a snow event with a little bit of accumulation possibility. I think we all kind of knew that was a possibility, as usually March or April provide some kind of a storm or something. But that is a possibility for this weekend, what they're telling us. 17 is our wake-up temp. I'm going to take this up to about 33, maybe close to 40 for tomorrow. And then we're going to have a stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 days where we're probably not going to get above freezing. Precipitation chances, again, until we get into the weekend, are not real good. So a fairly dry week. But again, this weekend could provide some snow and maybe some significant snowfall. I'm just kind of paging through here. We'll get to all of the news and sports, including the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament Champions. We'll talk about that at 7. But every twice an hour, we get you kind of a quick look at news. Let's get ABC in here for a quick update.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Spring break turns deadly in Jacksonville, Florida, where gunfire has left one person dead and two people in stable condition. It happened in a crowded outdoor area. Multiple suspects. Christine Hoffman's the mayor.
This is Players Weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's spring break. We have a lot going on out here. So the fact that we had a couple of bad actors out here that really made a dangerous situation for everyone is extremely tragic.
As new peace talks are set to resume today, Israel launching an overnight raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF claims it was being used by Hamas to stage new attacks on Israel. The U.S. government airlifting 30 Americans out of Haiti. They fled after weeks of gang-related violence. ABC News has confirmed on March 9th, a man with alleged ties to the Middle East terrorist organization Hezbollah was taken into custody in Texas after trying to cross the border from Mexico, claiming he was headed to New York to, quote, make a bomb. This is ABC News.
'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials at Northland College in Ashland are scrambling to raise $12 million in 3 weeks. The Board of Trustees says the college doesn't have enough resources or financial stability to keep going beyond this academic year. About 500 students attend Northland, which calls itself the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others, but social workers say it's also important to empower themselves.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers head to the NCAA tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the bad news is Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final. The good news is they are the number 5 seed to start March Madness. They play James Madison University Friday night in Brooklyn. Greg Gard.
Happy that we got Friday. I think that helps. We're leaving here better than where we were on Wednesday. We're a better team. We're playing really well. We come up with a couple more loose balls and rebounds today. One less turnover, two less turnovers, and we're in good position. But we played well today.
The Marquette Golden Eagles face Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. NBA, the Bucks with a win, 140-129
at home over the Suns. Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They've been talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by J.C. Builders and Phillips since 1980, building custom homes for 30 years. They work hard to deliver the end product in a cost-efficient and timely manner while still providing a quality, innovative custom product.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be chilly. Our high 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Breezy, 41. Wednesday, sunny, windy with a high of only 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Funny. I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Urban there at 98Q Country. Good Monday to you on this 18th of March. Did you survive St. Patrick's? Hang on just a second. Microphone is all. There we go. You survived St. Patrick's Day yesterday? All right, good. Behaved yourself, I hope. We've got the Badgers in the NCAA tournament. We've got the Marquette men's basketball team there in the big dance. The NCAA tournament begins with play-in games here the next couple of days, and then the real tournament, the 64, starts Thursday. Badgers and Marquette don't play till Friday. Our NCAA bracket contest is up, running, and live. All right, I'm going to send out another little notice this morning just to everybody who's online with us. If you have never played in our NCAA bracket contest, it is absolutely free. And we've got more prizes and gift certificates from area businesses than we have ever had. The pile's right there. I'll total it up here in a little bit. I'll give you the number. But we're going to pay the top four people. I think last year we had just over 100 entrants. So if you want to be a part of it, send me an email,
WCQM at civicmedia.us, and I'll send you an email back saying, inviting you, and then you'll go into our site. We've used this site for years through CBS Sportsline. It works really good. You just create a quick little account in there, and then you can go in and not only see your picks, make your picks, be a part of our contest, our exclusive morning show only contest. There's not like a million people in this. It's just us. But then you can see how everybody else is doing, too. Once the brackets go live, they update with every game that goes final. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. And if you don't have access to online, you're not comfortable with that, just drop off your brackets if you got a copy. I'm going to make a copy of the brackets, put a couple copies out on the front desk. So if you need a bracket to fill out, I can provide that. And if you don't want to do it online, just fill it out and get it back to us before Thursday morning at 11. We've been doing this for many, many years. Thursday morning, the monkey will be in. We'll flip the coin. The monkey, out of the years and years we've been doing this contest, has never finished better than last. And 1 year was really close, but I think he still was in last place. So our NCAA bracket contest is live. You want to be a part of it? Shoot me an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Elk River Custom Rods and Outfitters are proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsors and have gear to fit the whole family, from Carhartt hats, gloves, socks, and performance fishing wear by hook, gills, and reels. Logger United Sports Boosters, community driven.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be chilly. Our high 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Breezy, 41. Wednesday, sunny, windy with a high of only 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the barn with a little light.
This is so freaking.
freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
I didn't watch a lot, but I watched kind of segments of each game, and it kind of looked to me like the Badgers have thrown out their old defensive, their old slow down, run the shot clock down to five, and make it a low possession, low scoring game. I'm not sure if I'm wrong on this, but it looks like the Badgers are just kind of coming out to let her fly, because they're scoring a lot of points. The other team's scoring a lot of points. I mean, for a Badger team to give up, you know, 80, 85, 90 points was unheard of in past years. But I think the Badgers have kind of given in to the new wave of basketball, which is run and gun, spray and pray, chuck and pluck, and let her fly. To let her go. Boy, they had some exciting basketball games in Madison this weekend. Did you see the four overtime game? Division One, Arrowhead and Nina, they played to a four overtime game on Friday. Was that Friday night? That's crazy. It pushed everything back. Game two was supposed to start at like, I think like 8:30 or so. It was like 10:30 and I tuned in the second game was still going on. So some exciting stuff. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. Our news and sports at the top of the hour. Some words of wisdom to get this post St. Patrick's Day, Monday, 18th of March, rolling. Focus on the Family, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
How soon is too soon to get married after a divorce? Well, that's just one of the questions you ought to ask yourself before you take another trip down the aisle. Several other questions were raised in a column in the Wall Street Journal that shared tips for people considering remarriage after divorce. Many of the answers mirror advice we give here at Focus on the Family. One counselor recommended you spend adequate time as a single before remarrying. And that season of independence gives you a chance to heal from your previous marriage. Is there unresolved anger that you still need to work through? Are you finding it difficult to trust again? Resolve all of these tripping points before they complicate your next relationship. Another counselor suggested you be certain of what you're looking for in marriage. Do you want to meet someone with integrity or a stable career? Is a good father or mother for your children at the top of your list? Think through what you really want and don't want and give yourself some time to find it. The point is, don't rush into another relationship. All the experts agree that marriage counseling is a wise choice. As one psychologist said, marrying someone who refuses to go to therapy is like buying a new car and welding the hood shut. You need to be able to open it up and repair it. Moving on after a divorce can be very difficult, but if you're open to learning, you can dramatically increase the chances that your next relationship will thrive. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Head over to Hulu this March, where our new shows and movies will keep you streaming all month long. Catch the award-winning movie, Poor Things, starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Willem Dafoe. Check out the new documentary, Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told, about the iconic Atlanta street party. And don't miss FX's Shogun, a reimagining of the epic tale, starring Anna Sawai. So, what are you waiting for? Go stream something new on Hulu.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair growth is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair growth saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair growth today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic. At newnordicusa.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be chilly. Our high 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, will drop to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Wednesday, sunny, windy with a high of only 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Brand new country.
I woke up on the wrong side. Drug bed this morning with a bone drop. I love
98Q Country.